new, live and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
Here's what people are talking about Friday, April the 19th. It took nearly 10 hours to open those roads yesterday. We'll tell you what happened at 8:30 this morning. We also have lighter side of news, a golf outing fundraiser to talk about. How about Motivate Our Minds? They're good people. Coffee with Bill. I know you people are getting ready to have yours at 9 a.m. And we have the weather, of course, always covered by WMUN meteorologist Paul Poteet.
Good morning. The cold front has passed. You may have heard the wind in the middle of the night. We had about a quarter inch of rainfall, but severe weather was confined to the southwestern quarter of the state. Today, some clouds early, then sunshine. Go back to partly cloudy for this afternoon. High of 56. Mostly cloudy in the evening, partly cloudy overnight. Low of 38. Mostly sunny, but only 50 on Saturday. And we will be up to 54 by Sunday and into the 60s next week. Dry until maybe Tuesday.
All right, well done. Lots of lawn mowing will be going on this weekend, including my house. Steve Lindell welcoming in our first guest of today. I invited in the county clerk for Delaware County, Rick Spangler, to talk about voting and early and on day of. Rick, always good to see you.
Good to see you, Steve.
Thanks for being in here this morning. So far, so good with early voting. Everything going okay?
It's steady but slow. We'd like to see more people out. You know, it is primary time, so the turnouts are smaller, but now's the time for people to get in. Like you say, early voting has started. We're still doing our absentee voting, so that is going on now.
If they want to walk in to vote between now and May 7th, what do they need to do, and when do they need to do that?
Of course, today from 8:30 till 4, and then starting next Monday, and for the next 2 weeks, it'll be Monday through Saturday, 8:30 to 4. This is at the county building uptown. You'll need your driver's license, picture ID. We can walk you right through the system. It doesn't take long at all, and you can do your civic duty.
And again, folks, and like people don't understand this, some don't. It's amazing. The primary election is all about picking the candidates that will run in the general election in November. It is sometimes, to me, a surprise that people maybe don't vote in the primary, that maybe do vote in the general election, but both elections are really, really important, wouldn't you say, Rick?
It is, and I think we lose the importance of the primary. You know, a lot of people don't come vote in the primary because this is the election you have to declare your party. But you have to understand that this is when the parties pick their candidate to represent them in the fall. As we talked a little bit earlier, you know, you can decide who's going to be on the ballot with your vote for this, either for or against a candidate to put the people you want to see on the ballots. Too often we hear, I don't like the choices. Well, you can control that by getting more people to the primary polls.
Rick Spangler, Delaware County Clerk, is my guest this morning on WMUN News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk. Voting by mail is another option, but there is a deadline to apply to be approved to vote by mail, right?
Yeah, this upcoming Thursday is the last time you can receive an application to mail out a ballot, because we're running out of time for the mail to do their job. So any request that we have by this coming Thursday, the ballot will be mailed out, but after that, we'll have to stop mailing ballots.
And folks, those dates and deadlines are not made up by Rick Spangler. That's state statute or law or whatever. And also so that the mail can be processed properly, there's enough time to move those around. As far as voting by mail, not everybody can vote by mail, or can they?
No. In the past, during the COVID, we did have an election where they opened it up. But now, you know, there are requirements. I can't recite them off the top of my head. Primarily 65 years of age and older gets you an automatic pass to be able to vote by mail. Other things like having to be out of the county or things that just make sense. They can call the office. We'll be glad to walk them through everything that gives them the ability to do that.
Okay, very good. Give them the number at the end of the interview to call the office. We'll get to that. Travel boards, that's another way that people can exercise their right to vote. Who's that one directed at, travel boards, and how does that process work?
Yeah, that's a great option for people who are shut in, confined to home, or their caretakers. So they can request a travel board, which is a two-man team with a voting machine that actually comes to their house, and we assist them in voting so that they don't lose their ability or their right to be able to vote. It's a big thing. We love to do it. You can apply for travel board clear up until the day before the election, and we'll get a team out there, you know, if you qualify to vote you.
How does it work for assisted living facilities or elder care facilities? Is that something that's done?
Yes, we do set up with the activities directors of the assisted living facilities. Got some new rules this year. It makes it a little bit tougher than what it was before, but we have, you know, we already have them set up, and we'll be sending those people out, as a matter of fact, next week to vote in those facilities.
Okay, again, we're going to give you the phone number and contact information in just a moment for any and all these items. Delaware County Clerk Rick Spangler, my guest. May 7 is the primary day. My beautiful wife Nancy and I, always as a tradition, we like going to the polling place. That's just one of our things together. And that happens, as usual, on that date, same time, same precincts and all that, right?
Absolutely. We'll have 44 sites. You know, it's always fun. The one thing I miss out of this job is not being able to go to the poll and vote. It's kind of like Old Home Week. You see people that have worked and in your polling site for years. You get a visit with your friends and neighbors as they do the same thing and go in and cast their ballots.
Do you need help that night? Volunteers and or workers. Those are some paid positions, too, right?
Yeah, I'm proud to say that we're full at this point. We'll have some drop-offs and some pickups. One thing we've used this year that I'm really proud of is what's called the Hoosier Hall Pass. We've been able to have 16, 17-year-old high school students be involved in the election. At this point, when I left last night, we had 40 students that have signed up, really helping us because we were struggling for help. But that gets these people in, or these students in, to the election cycle and get them a part of the election while they're young, hopefully carrying on to when they are adults.
Yeah, engaged and interested and thinking about and seeing the importance of the process from at a young age. That's a really good thing.
And they're great with our new technology. They actually help us along with the new technology.
I got you. I always say if you need some tech support on something, ask a kid.
Amen.
They're the ones. And while I have you here, update on vote centers. I know there was the efforting that happened that got pretty close to a finish line for Delaware County. It did not. Any idea what the next part or steps of the process might be there?
There's been two times that Delaware County has been right down to the final vote, and both times it's got turned down. The last time, for me, I had so many hours and my staff had so many hours, and it really hurt. And I said that I would never do it again. Well, I told you earlier, never say never. Next year is an off year for the vote. So if the parties that make the final decision can say they will sit down and truly discuss it, we will try one more time. I'm at the end of my second term. I'm termed out legally. So in 30 months, I'm out at Selma on the front porch. And so if we're going to do this, next year's going to be the last opportunity.
And I understand an investment was made with the polling machines for all those precincts and stuff. So when people do on May 7th go to vote in person, they're going to see a different apparatus, and you're telling me it's pretty cool stuff?
Oh, yeah. We, you know, our election equipment, our voting machines had gotten old. We were starting to have some fatigue with them, so we stepped up. The county council graciously gave me the money to buy new election equipment, and it's neat. The new screens, it still operates a lot the way the old did, but the new screens are more helpful and useful. They're, you know, when you push somebody's name, it lights up. You can see who you're voting for. And then the verifiable paper trail machine that used to kind of hang off the voting machine is all part of the console, and you can actually see your vote when it was cast. So you know exactly who you voted for.
All right, Rick Spangler, now give me that contact information, maybe the phone number and
747-7812.
I interrupted. Go ahead.
747-7812. Call our election office. We'll be glad to help you with any questions to make sure that we can make your process work right.
All right. Well done, as always. Thank you for your service, and thank you for the work of all the people that surround you,
too. You've got a great staff. Thanks for having me.
Delaware County Clerk Rick Spangler, our guest, as we continue through this Friday morning. More to come, our local news summary in just a little while. And yes, we will tell you what we have learned about that horrific crash in Muncie from yesterday. We have a full report from the Indiana State Police and others. Coming up bottom of hour on that on WMUN.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA. And go to GA Won't Wait.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number because here it comes.
800-296-1013. 800-296-1013. 800-296-1013. 800-296-1013. That's 800-296-1013. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Want to hear more? Replays uploaded daily on WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
818 live in our WMUN Talk Studio. Bottom of hour, 12 minutes away, we will summarize what we know happened yesterday in that horrific crash that closed a lot of Muncie roads for many hours yesterday while they investigated and cleaned up that situation. Again, that is bottom of the hour. Good morning to Coffee with Bill friends. I see that Ed Knatzer and Bill and so many others have invited some good guests, some secret special guests, and they're going to talk about moms, I guess. Motivate our minds. We are too. That is forthcoming at 8:45 this morning. They've got a golf outing fundraiser to help fund their efforts this coming summer for kiddos. That is coming up at about 8:45 this morning. Right now, let's get a quick little check on what today's all about.
It's April 19th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Garlic Day. China produces the most in the world, followed by India, but it's a common seasoning worldwide. It's also known as the stinking rose because of what it does to your breath, but who cares? It tastes good. Also on this day, the first episode of The Simpsons airs in 1987, where we met Marge and Homer and their kids, Bart, Lisa, and Maggie.
Relax. What is mine? No matter. What is matter? Never mind.
Thanks, Dad.
The animated sitcom first aired as one-minute shorts that debuted on The Tracy Ullman Show. And in 1775, the American Revolutionary War began, a battle between Great Britain and the 13 American colonies. But I guess we all know how that one ended. U.S. independence. I'm C.J. Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
On WMUN, that's short for Muncie, the talk of Muncie. News talk, sports talk, community talk. Steve Lindell hosting every day here, 8 to 9 a.m. Got a nice note here from Coach Donan Cruz a little while ago. We, if you aren't aware, are aware that the Ball State men's volleyball team lost 3-2. I guess it was a thriller, five-setter, but Ball State's season at the MEVA tournament ended. Coach Cruz wrote, and I quote, "Love and appreciation to you, Steve, and all the fans. Well, we would do nothing different tomorrow or today or any other way, Donan Cruz. He's a really, really good one of a really, really strong staff of coaches at Ball State University. Funny story about, no, it's not funny, ha-ha, but this really happened behind the scenes, and I'm sure that Coach Cruz wouldn't mind me telling him. Are telling you about him. Yesterday, as I was going to that accident scene, again, bottom of hour will summarize what transpired at that terrible, terrible crash in Muncie. I was coming through a neighborhood, bypassing around the main thoroughfares that were blocked. McGalliard and Tillotson and others, Bethel and on and on and on, were blocked because they needed clearance to investigate and clean up that situation. And coming through a neighborhood on a very, very small two-lane road that did not seem to house a large, large bus, like a charter bus from Ohio State University. As it turned out, and I think this is correct, where I saw them driving into and through a little neighborhood where a bus is not fitting very well. You get what I'm doing here visually? I think it was the team of Ohio State that needed to leave their hotel in Muncie to get to Worthen Arena on campus for their match that was set to start at 4 p.m. Well, it was darn near 2:30 or almost 2:45. I assume they want to get to the gym pretty early to get all situated and so forth for such and all sporting events. So I called Donan Cruz, told him what I saw, and he said, oh, I'll jump on the phone, talk to their coach, who's probably on the bus, and I think the idea was try to talk him in to get him on campus with those roads. You could get there, to campus, that is, with those road closures still in place. However, for a bus driver of a charter bus that's huge on little dinky roads that isn't from around here, you get where I'm going there? So I think Donan Cruz helped one of the opposing teams to make it to the church on time, as it were. So good sportsmanship there. I didn't look for the other score, by the way. If Ohio State won their match, the first one, now I'm starting to put this together now. Maybe we shouldn't have helped them get to the to the arena on time, but I didn't see that score. I was more Ball State focused than I was the other teams. The MEVA continues with the championship match at Ball State University. I think that's a Saturday night thing. I'll try and look that up before the end of the show. 8:24. One more item here before we move forward. The FISA stories. You hear all about that in the last several weeks. Well, FISA at the federal level was renewed, but what does that mean for Americans?
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. The House of Representatives recently approved a renewal of what's called FISA Section 702. It's a spy program which allows the intelligence services to pick up communications of foreign nationals. But sometimes Americans are swept up in the intercepts, undercutting their Fourth Amendment rights against unlawful searches and seizures. The House overwhelmingly approved the bill, but the vote wasn't yet quite complete. At the end of nearly every roll call vote, you hear the language where there is a motion to reconsider, and then a motion to lay on the table. The motion to reconsider is essentially a revote of the vote that was just taken. But the House can terminate the possibility of a revote on the issue by tabling or killing that motion. That's usually done without a roll call vote. But conservatives opposed to renewing FISA objected. That slowed down the House from sending the bill to the Senate to sync up, and the House had to vote again on Monday to finalize the vote. FISA opponents wanted to block the vote from becoming final to buy time to argue against the bill. They don't like the fact that the legislation lacked warrant protections. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Walking into our WMUN building on the south side of Muncie right now is Thomas. Thomas is half of Cam and TC, the hosts of Paige Turner's The Broadcast Book Club, Saturday mornings from 8 to 8:30 in the morning. So they're getting ready for their show to air tomorrow. And who is the guest? Author of a book called The Gin Daughter. And that interview is tomorrow morning on their program. Right after they're done, it's Connected with Lindsay Marie, another locally produced program that we're proud to present here on WMUN. Coming up next, our local news summary, one of our daily featured items on the News Talk portion of News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk, WMUN. We will lead with the lead story about that big crash in Muncie from yesterday, coming up in a moment on WMUN.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Create the yard of your dreams with help from Menards. We carry a huge selection of garden supplies to bring your backyard oasis to life. Pennington One Step Complete takes the guesswork out of growing thick, lush grass. Everything you need is in the bag. Simply apply, water, and watch your grass grow healthy and strong. Check out our entire selection of Pennington products today and see the rest of our hot deals on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
I need two things for my breakfast, and Silk gives me both. I need to enjoy it, oh, because meals are meant to be enjoyed, right? And I need it to fuel my morning. Silk has flavors, varieties, and recipes so anyone can make a breakfast they love. A smoothie, cereal, there are endless possibilities. My favorite? I like smoothies. I like salted peanut butter and snickerdoodle, if you hadn't noticed. And it's a good source of vitamins A, D, and E to help power you through your day. It's plant-based breakfast perfection. Learn more about Silk products at silk.com.
And Doug. To celebrate everyone who's customized and saved hundreds on car insurance with Liberty Mutual, we got a savings siren that goes off every time someone saves. There it is! It's a really more savings, which really... Okay, a lot of savings. Little annoying now.
Will you stop saving for 5 seconds?
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Savings may vary, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
No time is a good time for a drain problem. When it does happen, you need reliable service that's on time. If time and communication matter to you, call Mr. Reuter Plumbing for your drain or septic concerns. We answer the phone and show up on time. Need same-day service or weekend service? Get it at no extra charge. There's a reason they call us Mr. Call Mr. Reuter Plumbing today, 288-2782, or visit us online at mrreuter.com/Muncie.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cash back app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BLING to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BLING for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BLING for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Live, weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later, this is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Later on this afternoon and every weekday with Mark Forster, it's WMUN's Power Hour. That's the sports talk program. Mom in Minnesota listening, you can listen to that too. It's the same command. Yesterday, he had Mick Tidrow as one of his guests. Mick was getting ready for Learfield Sports to broadcast both of those MEVA volleyball games at the Worthen Arena. Mick is outstanding, an outstanding sports broadcaster, and a pretty good young man, too. I can still call him a young man, right? Steve Lindell at 8:31. Our local news summary begins now with the lead story. Indiana State Police investigating fatal crash near Ball State University. This is a press release from ISP. Sergeant Scott Keegan, the public information officer, frequent guest on this station, told us in the release, detectives and crime scene investigators with the ISP investigating a crash in Muncie that killed one and critically injured two during a police pursuit. Yesterday, about 6 a.m., Henry County Sheriff John Sproles requested the assistance of the Indiana State Police after the crash happened at McGalliard Road in Tillotson in Muncie. Preliminary investigation shows that a Dodge Dart driven by Zachary Kane Antrim, 28, of Van Buren, was northbound on State Road 3 near County Road 950 North in Henry County. Henry County Sheriff's deputy attempted to do a traffic stop for a traffic violation and suspicion of impaired driver. The driver then reportedly fled from the deputy. The pursuit then continued into Delaware County and eventually headed eastbound on McGalliard Road at a high rate of speed. Again, this is the press release from the Indiana State Police. The Dodge that was fleeing ran a red light in the intersection and collided with a white Jeep northbound on Tillotson Avenue. Officers identified the driver of the Jeep as Shanta Sherelle Schmessing, 38, of Muncie. After initial impact, both vehicles came to an uncontrolled rest in a grassy area northeast of the intersection. Ambulance transported both Antrim and Schmessing, or is it Schmeezing? Sorry if I'm mispronouncing, to IUBMH in Muncie, both in critical condition. I believe it is Schmeezing. Later then was transferred to IU Methodist in Indianapolis. And again, that was the innocent bystander, as it were, in the vehicle that was transferred to IU Methodist in Indianapolis. Passenger in the Dodge, the fleeing vehicle, later identified as Nicholas Wayne Woolham, 25, was pronounced dead at the scene by Delaware County Coroner Gavin Green. Coroner Green gave us that information yesterday while we were doing this show. The name was released overnight. The coroner notified the family, obviously. Indiana State Police will release the Henry County Sheriff's deputy that was doing the pursuit identity later. The investigation is still active and ongoing. Once investigators complete the investigation, the case will be presented to the Delaware County Prosecutor's Office for review. So again, to summarize, that began on Indiana 3, State Road 3 in Henry County. It ended up in Delaware County being chased by the Henry County deputy in the police cruiser, I assume. And one note here from the Star Press, Melissa Criswell, deputy police chief for Muncie Police, said, and I quote, "The pursuit originated from circumstances out of our jurisdiction. The Muncie Police Department was not involved in the pursuit." So that point of clarification comes as part of that story. We'll continue seeking information as to the condition of the two that were critically injured, the one taken to the Indianapolis hospital, the one still at IUBMH, unless that has changed, and we'll report as such. Now the rest of our local news summary. These stories and more airing on all of our stations in East Central Indiana this morning and now on WMUN. Caitlin Clark arrived in Indianapolis this week. John Herrick reports on her mindset now that she's a member of the Indiana Fever.
At a Wednesday news conference, Clark was asked about how she was able to be a successful basketball player even at a young age growing up in Iowa.
You know, AAU coaches I had growing up, whether it was high school coaches, whether it was my parents, whether it was my family, you know, they never told me I couldn't achieve something. Like, it was always like, if you want it, you can go get it. You just have to earn it. And I think that's like the biggest thing I would tell the younger generation.
The Fever begins their regular season on May 14th. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
When you're shopping this weekend, consider buying some diapers, even if you're not in the baby business, and then donate to the Heart of Indiana United Way.
And then the nonprofits that will distribute them will collect them.
Okay.
And in some cases, some of our collection spots just deliver directly to those nonprofits. So we make it easy, we make it fun, and we like to show people lots of love when they do it.
All right. CEO Jenny Marsh said, look for drop-off locations on their website.
Police say an Anderson man has died from injuries suffered in a Tuesday evening crash. They say 66-year-old Robert Wilson was attempting to cross Scatterfield Road near 6th Street in Anderson when he was struck by a northbound SUV. He later died from those injuries. Police say the driver is fully cooperating. The Madison County prosecutor says a circuit court 4 jury took only 20 minutes to return guilty verdicts in the trial of Ricky D. Frosty Johnson of Indianapolis. He was convicted of 3 counts of dealing in methamphetamine, level 2 felonies, after a 3-day jury trial. Judge David Hoppe set sentencing for May 21st. Johnson faces a possible sentence of 16 to 50 years. Brett Busby, WMUN Radio News.
Pacers know their first-round playoff matchup with the Bucks will be played with more intensity than a regular season game.
Well, we're looking forward to it. This is one of the great things about this kind of opportunity and challenge for a young team and the how of working to be successful. It's a great experience.
Indiana coach Rick Carlisle's team went 4-1 against the Bucks during the regular season. Game 1 Sunday starts at 7, 6:30 pregame on WMUN 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and Alexa, play WMUN. How real did Living Proof look on Wednesday at Muncie Central High School? Principal Chris Walker.
So we did get a few phone calls after the cars were placed there, letting us know that there was a wreck in the front yard, but we...
Boy.
Even one of our staff members yesterday was walking by and looking. He goes, oh, my gosh. And I said, Living Proof. And they're like, oh, never mind.
Okay, never mind.
But no, that's such a great event. And thank you to all the first responders and everybody.
The reenactment of an impaired driving crash is intended to help people make better, safer decisions. Indianapolis Public Schools and now a former teacher are being sued by a mother claiming her son was bullied and the district did nothing to stop it. Kurt Darling has that.
Not just bullied.
Get him.
Full on beaten up. This instance recorded on video by the teacher, Julius Jonakin, who Catherine Michael, a lawyer for the second grader's mother, says encouraged the abuse.
The parent had gone in repeatedly for parent-teacher conferences asking, why is my child reporting this?
On Wish TV, Michael is accusing IPS of failing to contact DCS about the abuse. In a statement, IPS says DCS was contacted and that Jonakin is no longer a teacher with the school district. Kirk Darling, Network Indiana.
On radio this weekend, WMUN's This Week in Delaware County at 9 a.m. and several other Woof Boom stations. Over the weekend, Governor candidate Suzanne Crouch, a local church health fair next weekend, Indiana Senator Scott Alexander and Rep. Sue Arrington, plus BSU President Jeffrey Mearns. Moving some people around, Delaware County Sheriff Tony Skinner.
Yeah, we've got a little bit of a reorganization going on. Actually, it takes effect tomorrow, but we promoted some gentlemen to the rank of lieutenant, sergeant, and corporal. So we had a lot of movement going on. We've got a couple of new guys that are starting with us. Their first day is tomorrow. We've got a couple of young deputies who are going to the academy in about a week and a half. So, yeah, we got some movement going on and some things, and we're excited about our future. So appreciate you bringing that up.
Important event soon in Muncie. Tell us all about it.
Sure. Good morning, everybody. Jeff Hughes from Union Chapel. I'm the Connections Pastor. We are having our second annual free medical and dental clinic coming up on Saturday, April the 27th. It'll run from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's at Union Chapel over by the mall, 4622 North Broadway. This is a free one-day event for any adult who would categorize himself as underinsured or non-insured.
Variety of services that day.
There's also a free lunch on that day to anyone involved in the day. And we would invite anyone in our community who would like some free medical and dental care to stop by and see us on Saturday, April the 27th.
Hear more on This Week in Delaware County, airing first on WMUN News Radio, Saturdays at 9 a.m. Pacers guard T.J. McConnell says Coach Rick Carlisle is prepping the team for their first-round playoff series with the Milwaukee Bucks.
We have to clean up stuff, and there's stuff that we do well that we're continuing to try to get better at. And I think that's the thing that's best about him. He's not filling our minds with, you know, a ton of stuff on one day.
Game one Sunday night, 6:30 p.m. radio start time on WMUN, hoping to advance to the second round for the first time since 2014. More music notes for a tonight performance for ISMA.
Mr. Clark and Mr. Sager with our band.
Muncie Central Principal Chris Walker says vocalists are hard at work too.
Mr. Jones and Mr. Durkach, who take care of our choirs. They recently had their spring choir concert that was very well attended, did a great job. But they performed recently at solo and ensemble all the way to the state level. Several gold ratings and then even a couple gold with distinction.
That from WMUN's Delaware County Today radio show yesterday. The Motivate Our Minds Golf Invitational is May 10 Crestview Golf Course. Registration 12:30 that day, shotgun 1 p.m. All proceeds benefit the Summer Education Camp. Contact Rose Selvey to get in. Phone number and email on our local news page right now. And as it seems to be, you'll hear from Rose Selvey or perhaps the leader of Moms in just moments. Yeah, booked as guest. Coming up in just a moment to lift up local and fundraisers in this particular case. It is April the 19th. If you're keeping track at home, it's the birthday of Tim Curry from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Ashley Judd. It says from Double Jeopardy. Isn't it Ashley Judd like one of the Judds, or is that a completely different Judd? You know, the country music singers? Nobody knows. Kate Hudson is famous. Happy birthday. Maria Sharapova. You know who that is, right? Oh, tennis player? Come on. She is famous. 37. I thought she was older than that. And other people are celebrating, too. More in a moment. Delaware County Today, live on WMUN.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance? Yep. And that place is Jason May State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jason May is your go-to agent in Muncie for the service you deserve at the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jason May has you covered. Call 747-7100 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
There's a certain feeling you get when you open a book and dive into a story. But where did the story begin? What inspired it? And what exactly is the community reading? Find out by joining Cam and TC every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Page Turners, the broadcast book club brought to you by Muncie Community Schools, right here on WMUN, the talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM.
Anthony, I'm in need of the freshest, finest ingredients.
Okay, sir.
I'm gonna make you an offer you can't refuse. Go get me a barbecue chicken pizza, and maybe, just maybe, I'll share it with you.
Where should I go?
Mancino's Pizza and Grinders, of course. It's my go-to place. You could say they know me there. Also, add garlic cheese bread to the list.
How do I find?
Mancino's. Everyone knows Mancino's Pizza and Grinders of Muncie on Bethel in front of Rural King.
No time is a good time for a drain problem
When it does happen, you need reliable service that's on time. If time and communication matter to you, call Mr. Reuter Plumbing for your drain or septic concerns. We answer the phone and show up on time. Need same-day service or weekend service? Get it at no extra charge. There's a reason they call us Mr. Call Mr. Reuter Plumbing today, 288-2782, or visit us online at MrReuter.com/Muncie.
Save big money on your fencing projects now at Menards. Add privacy and security to your home with AC2 pressure-treated pre-assembled wood fence panels. They're pressure-treated to protect from the elements and are pre-assembled for fast and easy installation. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fencing design programs in-store and on Menards.com. Explore all of our fencing options and check out more of our great deals going on now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Are you financially fit? Your Indiana Secretary of State is providing Hoosiers with the skills needed to gain more control of your hard-earned resources. Track your spending, build an emergency fund, create a budget, and stay out of debt. And if you're too deep in debt, you're not alone. Improving your financial fitness will take some effort, but you can get started right away to become an informed investor and improve your finances. Learn more at sos.in.gov. Sponsored by the Office of the Indiana Secretary of State.
Listen to Delaware County Today on Alexa. Just enable the skill. Then say, Alexa, play WMUN. Now back to Steve Lindell.
Live at 8:46 in the morning Eastern Time. Hello, Chicagoland. I always like to say hi to our listeners on the Alexa devices. Mike Rhodes is listening, quite possibly in his hot tub this morning. He could be hot tubbing. Mike Rhodes, editor-in-chief of MuncieJournal.com and the 765BusinessJournal.com. We are going to talk now about a fundraiser that is planned for moms, Motivate Our Minds. We were hoping to have a guest right now. We'll wait just a minute more for either Denise Melbourne Williams or Rose Selvey, tentatively booked yesterday for a Today segment right about now, to talk about a golf outing. The Star Press calls it a golf invitational, which it sounds even more highfalutin. But the bottom line is, all kidding aside, that Motivate Our Minds does really, really nice work for kiddos in Muncie and has done that for a long time. They're having a golf outing. I think it's at Crestview. This is from memory. And it's coming up in May. I know that much. I want to say early May. And they're looking for sponsors, you know, like hole signs and things like that to support Motivate Our Minds and or teams to sign up to pay to play. Typical thing, they have a shotgun start. I think there's a meal involved. And all the money, this is the most important part that's raised, will go to summer programs to help kiddos stay engaged during summer non-learning time. You know, they don't want their little brains to squish and, you know, go out of practice and things. And keep them out of trouble and into a good group of people doing good things with each other, interacting with the great teachers and volunteers and workers of Motivate Our Minds, and also the other kiddos and students that are involved, too. That is learning in and of itself. So what I will tell you as we now move on to our next segment in a moment, sorry we weren't able to talk to Denise or Roe, but the information is that. And if you want to find out more, they have a website, and they also have a Facebook page. I use it from time to time to look for information. Motivate Our Minds, three words, Motivate Our Minds is where to sign up, get information for the golf outing and the summer programming and more about Motivate Our Minds. Moving on, WMUN, Delaware County Today. People are talking about a lot of things around here, including this segment that happens only on Fridays. Emily and I both agree we wish it was more often. So, simply, we could hear the cool theme music more often.
Fox Facts. For over a century, the word Pepsi has become nearly interchangeable with cola. Yet its origins trace back to a very different name. Caleb Bradham, a pharmacist in New Bern, North Carolina, delved into concocting various soft drinks during the late 19th century. At his drugstore soda fountain, customers and friends sampled his creations.
One favorite mixture was comprised of carbonated water, sugar, vanilla, caramel, and cola nuts. It was initially sold at his pharmacy under the name Brad's Drink. But in 1898, believing in the digestive benefits of this effervescent beverage, Bradham acquired the name Pep Cola from a local competitor and branded it as Pepsi Cola. By 1902, Bradham transitioned Pepsi Cola into a full-fledged business, launching one of the world's most recognizable brands. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
WMUN, News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk. We're the talk of Muncie. We also talk with big words.
Oh, the word of the day feature.
After receiving a gift, is it proper etiquette to send a thank you note? Etiquette is the word of the day. E-T-I-Q-U-E-T-T-E. Etiquette. Use it in a sentence today. Over the weekend, by the way, we will not be here doing our live shows. Saturday's word will be sleuth. Sunday's word will be forfend. Forfend. Look that up yourself. I'm not working ahead any further than that. Working hard in here. Shuffling a lot of papers this morning. More than usual. Because I want to get you to this next feature here. Complicated name and complicated military exercise, as we hear in this report.
Securing America.
Beginning Monday in the Indo-Pacific, more than 16,000 service members of the armed forces of the U.S. and Philippines will commence Balikatan 24.
This year will be the most complex Balikatan to date, including combined joint all-domain operations such as maritime security, air and missile defense, dynamic missile strikes, and cyber defense training.
Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Pat Ryder saying 16 other nations will participate or observe in the annual exercise with the Philippines, including Australia and, for the first time, France. Balikatan, meaning shoulder to shoulder, in the United States training partnership that dates back to 1991. The exercise as tensions grow in the Indo-Pacific between China and the Philippines. Last week, the president said the U.S. defense commitment to the Philippines is ironclad. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
WMUN News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk, and the Ball State Station. Jeff Mitchell, why can't I get you booked as a guest? Look at me, calling people out on live radio. Ball State Cardinals chirp chirp. Now let's go racing.
Fox in the fast lane.
It took 42 races and two green-white checkered overtime restarts, but Chase Elliott finally makes his way back to victory lane, snapping the longest winless drought of his career with a win at the Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 400 at Texas Motor Speedway.
Kozlowski turns the one.
Byron.
Byron into the wall. Yellow. It's over. Chase Elliott's your winner, folks.
Mike Joy with the call on FS1. Elliott was the leader on the final lap when a wreck on the back straightaway brought out the caution. Brad Keselowski, William Byron, Tyler Reddick, and Daniel Suarez rounded out the top five. This marks the second consecutive win for Hendrick Motorsports. Chase Elliott's last win came in October 2022 at Talladega Super Speedway, which is where the NASCAR Cup Series heads to this Sunday for the Geico 500. The action kicks off at 3 o'clock Eastern on Fox. For Fox in the Fast Lane, Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
In our building now, I understand there's smoked meat and cheese curds from one of our staff members. I can't wait to taste them. Apparently, cheese heads aren't that bad after all.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A shelter dog that finally found her forever home in Wisconsin makes today's Dean's List. Fiona had been living in a shelter for 11 years in Alabama, and last month the good girl made the journey to her new home state and a loving home. Albert's Dog Lounge, a rescue service, shared the wonderful news on social media with pictures of Fiona and videos exclaiming, "Fiona has found her happily ever after." Carrie Siskowski is Fiona's new human and says while she is overjoyed to have this new pet, she just wished she had met her sooner. However, Carrie says she is going to give Fiona the best life possible with a great big yard, dog siblings, and humans who will give her the best years ahead. She wrote, "We already love her and will take the best care of her." Fiona, you made today's Doggy Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Janice always loves using the sound effects, too. Thank you, Janice. Nice way to end our work week here on this program. It's called Delaware County Today. Please tell a friend or several about it and the efforting that we do. Day in and day out, we're building our programming with local talk and information that we think you want and need to know about. Thank you, Mike Rhodes. Just sent me a note. The Judd that I mentioned from the birthday list is the singing Judd family member. Also, Double Jeopardy is excellent. Those are the words of Mike Rhodes. Not a paid endorsement, just a strong suggestion. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Emily. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I'm Steve Lindell. Back Monday and every day on WMUN.